Oh, shit!
And with that, another session has started.
Woo!
Woo! I'm Ryan, to my left is Tino, to my other left is Justin, and we are the High 502 guys. Hello. Insert kick-ass song! Well, boys, people out there, stoners, Washingtonians, rec users, and black market lovers, it's one more time we spent $40 in the rec market just to tell you how it is. Mm. Let's do it.
I mean, it's oh so fine.
Justin, what are we smoking on today as the first joint goes around?
Well, my wife went to Seattle last week, and we never get out really that far. So when she left, I was like, go to a different dispensary and get me something I've never had before so that we can put it on the podcast. And she brought me back Millennium Green Blue Dragon Fire.
Ooh.
Interesting thing about these guys, they have a tube inside of a baggie. On the baggie, it says hand-rolled, organic soil and nutrients. It
good.
Says Millennium Green, clean, green, certified, responsible agriculture.
It tastes
I thought
amazing.
That was pretty interesting. So it's www.millennium.green. It says no chemical fertilizers, no chemical nutrients, and no chemical pesticides.
Ooh, boys and girls at home, this tastes like fire.
Fire.
You know, I love those movies, How to Train Your Dragon, but this joint is How Your Dragon Fire Trained Me. Because I am getting high as balls off of two hits already.
Oh, it's like, instead of How to Train Your Dragon, it's Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you know, Game of Bones, because that thing's boning me hard right now. you know, Agate Dreams, is that the name of the place? It's right in between Poulsbo and Bainbridge Island, right in the Suquamish area. Yeah, it's the Suquamish tribe. I think they have a beautiful store, so I think you took your husband to Agrabah, because it feels like a whole new world when I'm smoking on this joint.
I love it. It's pretty tasty.
Today, boys and girls at home, we got a lot of fucking weed to smoke.
Yes, we do.
A part of us said, hey, less is more. We can smoke less products and tell you all about them. But then there's a part of us that says, it's payday, bitches. Let's smoke a hella weed. So thank you very much. Yeah. This joint of Blue Dragon Fire from Millennium Green is delicious. Yeah. I'm going to unveil. Just go right to the next one. I went to the Hidden Bush. Let me just tell you my story, what I did with my $40. First of all, I was upsold at yet another bud by another bud tender. Oh. When you say, what is upsell? That means you tell someone you got $40. They go, no worries. I got you. And then they put you up with product that's $59 worth of stuff. And you go to yourself, well, how am I paying for fucking that shit, you know? Mm-hmm. So the problem is that back in the day, this used to all be black market, you know?
Yeah.
And so you just waited for the drug dealer to bring. You must wait all day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got it, you dare not say a word of its quality. You just accepted whatever. So for me, when I'm still going into these rec shops, I still get this feeling of, Jesus, I'm still in the old black market days. I better be cool, right? Yeah. I better just go with whatever they say.
Yep.
However, you put me in a Best Buy trying to buy a laptop, I'm putting that motherfucker through the ringer, you know? So, to me, hold on. Pausing story. We're turning out that joint. Immediately starting yet another joint. So, either way. So, I got honey dicked by the bud tender.
Oh,
I know, and I just accepted it because I'm so trained. 19 years in one game, 5 years in another, you know? I'm still at my old ways. So I bought the $60 worth of product. And I tell you what, I'm happy. Today we're gonna be smoking refined Tropicana cookies, loud resin from Arum Farms.
Ooh.
It's delicious. I had to tap in it pregame because I was so upset. Also, I thought I bought an eighth of Scored marijuana. Scored, you're back on our list today. We're going Brett Mints. But they use the same jars for 3.5s as they do for 2. And I bought a 2-gram jar thinking I bought an eighth. Oh, honey dick yet again. So, you know, boys and girls.
This is the honey dicking episode.
Yes.
The dick where it's dripping with honey. And I don't know about you, but I'm a retail therapy kind of guy. So you know what I did when times get tough? I spent more money. So I took $25 extra and I went to the Hidden Bush. So that means today, not only are we dabbing on Tropicana cookies from Refined Cross with Arum Farms, not only are we about to light this joint of breath mints from Scored, a cross between Mando Breath and Sin Mint cookies, but that means we're also going Sour Urkel pre-roll. That means we're also going Firecracker pre-roll from Fat Panda. That means we're also going Purple Punch from Artisan Farms. That means we're also going Mac Miracle Alien cookies from Fat Panda. Woo! And that means we're also starting off with breath mints.
And then we have New Farm Pura Vida.
Pura Vida.
We got some White Gorilla in a joint. And then we have another from the Mary Jane Compact, Suquamish MJ Compact, which is the Agate.
More agate drinks?
Yeah, more agate. We got Pink Taco. So I'm about to roll that up into a joint. So this is the honey dicking joint episode, I guess.
Honey dicking dripping joint episode.
Ladies and gents, if you're wondering what old boy Tino brought to the crowd, I got a Northern Lights Live Resin HTE card, essentially. But Ryan Clock, Senior Terwilliger.
Yes, sir.
I got a bone to pick.
Oh.
I'm not talking about a farm, and I'm not talking about a person. I'm talking about Floyd's. Sky High PA. What are you doing, man? I went in there one day with my homie. It's 25 vendor. I go in again with an old man. He gets a 10% discount industry. I go in today. Y'all tell me 30%. What the fuck's wrong with y'all?
You was getting that stamp, Floyd.
It could be one of those things where they have a different everyday percentage off. You know, sometimes some people are like, "Oh, we have 30% off on this farm," you know, or "We have 10% off joints today." Or
well, that's our first mistake. You need to let it out right now on the board. Put it down. Come on Tuesday for industry 30% off, and I will be there on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. But the guy said, "Oh, no, man, you're wearing Canna, 30% all day, player." Which leads me to believe that, Floyd, you're not giving your employees the same training. They're all watching different videos. Floyd, what's up?
Regardless. Are you doing, like, alpha and beta versions of your videos?
Mm-hmm.
Changing shit?
And to Mammoth Labs, your HTE looks like super, super blurry.
It's very cloudy. It's like
it's almost like it's recrystallized.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, no, it's like
sorry for saying that.
No, it's okay. We're like
a small circle here.
No, but it is very cloudy. But you know, I was thinking you could take like your hair dryer or something like that and heat up the cartridge, and it'll probably go back to a clear consistency after all the if it melts the recrystallization.
I see.
But let me tell you something, Scored. I secretly love you. My father's ex-wife was Swedish, so we have a lot of Swedish shit in our house still. For some reason. And so I've always kind of loved Swedes. So I think Scored means fire. I dig it. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal, Scored. Who wants to be the first? Refine, I'm talking to you too, baby. Who wants to be the first to send the high 502 3-4 t-shirts? Who's going to be? I would love for you to see my man boobs in a Score double XL. That's right. Still rocking a B cup, baby.
Ooh.
Even though I do push-ups, it don't matter. I got dad tits. I'm fucking fine with it.
Yeah, I'm also Scored. Getting in that boat, so well, I might be stepping up to a double XL soon.
I'm not a father, so I just have boy tits.
Mm-hmm. Smooth, creamy little boy tits. We love them. They would love to be seen in a woman's size medium. I told you in 2019 I was going to put you in a free fucking t-shirt that was a woman's size medium from a farm. So who's going to be the first farm to do it? Scored, I'm kind of feeling like we got a connection here.
Yeah.
I got a boner for you. Your shit's fire. I'm even accepting that you put 2 grams in a 3 gram jar and I get upselled for it. That's not on you. That's on me. Okay? Put me in a t-shirt, baby. Put Tino in a medium t-shirt.
He's talking and about getting a Scored boner for you guys.
And if you guys pull through with this t-shirt, I also want a goddamn letter explaining why you sell 2 grams. What the fuck is this? It's cool. I'm not going to lie. It's cool. And points and pinches. $20 for it. Yeah. Okay.
It's just people like
walking, but...
I like how Clock goes in there.
Thought it was Bet.
A scored boner, and Dentino comes in and just shits all over it.
Hey, it's a DP. We just DP'd score.
It's a he balance.
Put it right in the pooper. Wanted that's fine, because we just made sweet love. No, me and Scored had like 20 minutes alone before Tino came in. So. I satisfied the need. And I know that Scored satisfies the needs of Washingtonians everywhere. So, okay, so I told you everything that I brought to the table. Yeah. Guess what? Last podcast, we started the Munchie Bracket.
Yes, we did.
The High 502 2019 Snack Bracket.
Dun-dun-dun.
Which, we are still in the middle of round one, ladies and gentlemen. Last time, we had four winners.
Yep.
And we had cereal versus ice cream. Cereal won. Fucking Captain Crunch. We had cookies versus candy. That was a tough one.
It was.
You know? But in the end, cookies beat them.
Yeah, it did.
Okay? We did pizza versus Chinese food. What's your take out? And our take on that was pizza. And last but not least, I did a dumbass one going $5 footlongs versus dollar menu. $5 footlongs won. Okay. But today, we got four more to choose from to complete round one's bracket, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the first one, do you want to go sweet or do you want to go savory, Tino? Which one do you want it to be?
Mm. Man, you know me. I'm a savory kind of dude.
Savory kind of man.
Let's do it.
Okay, so listen. The first one I'm going to give you may be the hardest one of the day.
Oh, God.
Okay? First, I'm going to give you the most delicious grilled cheese you've ever had in your life. Do you want three cheese? You want it on your favorite bread? Oh. Do you want it in those moments of crisis?
Yes.
When you got the munchies so bad, just one won't do. You got two?
Yes.
It's grilled cheese. That's the first thing. Okay. But then here's a culinary delight for every stoner out there. Say you go to your mom's house for the weekend, right? She just got back from Costco. I'm painting a picture. Okay. Paint it with me. Then you go into that freezer after you go out on the deck and smoke that J because she's like, I'm going to bed. You're like, yeah, I'm just going to watch a little Leno or Jimmy Fallon, right? Then boom, you hit that fucking blunt outside on that deck. You come in and open that freezer. You got bagel bites, dog! Big ass box of bagel bites from Costco. So that's the first one. Grilled cheese, bagel bites. What say if you?
Grilled cheese all day.
Folks, he did not even hesitate on that. Uh-uh. He did not even give you the intellectual thought process that made that thing happen. That came straight from the gut. His gut said,
listen, ladies and gents, I know how to cook, but when I'm stoned, and I don't want to just have something like super simple. I want usually something a little warm, but not something crazy. I'm not making a full roast beef over here. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm making a damn grilled cheese. Put a little hot sauce, put a little barbecue sauce. You might put some ranch on it if you get down like that. Sawyer, I know you do. That's fucking awesome. You have like two of those? Oh my God. They're fucking so good. They need to have a place where they just sell grilled cheeses.
A place only where grilled cheeses exist.
And they have to stay open until 5 a.m.
Okay. Now, really, between two pieces of bread and cheese, anything exists can be called a grilled cheese, right?
I'd imagine.
You can put anything in the middle of that bad boy, as long as that's two pieces of bread and two pieces of cheese.
You could even put a couple bagel bites in between those two pieces of bread.
Ooh, well then, you may be swaying my vote right now, Tino. I'm not going to lie.
If you put bagel bites in your grilled cheeses, you might be a stoner.
Here's your sign. Remember that one?
Oh, God.
So okay, Jay Dizzle. What's up?
I thought long and hard about your question.
Thank you.
And I'm also going to have to go with the grilled cheese.
Son of a bitch!
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It's because when I was growing up, we had a lot of bagel bites, right? But yeah, every once in a while, my mom would make me the most delicious grilled cheese in the whole world. She'd put cream cheese on it.
Ooh.
And she would put like just delicious cheeses. And then she'd serve it to me with soup. So I'm thinking like grilled cheese and soup. That's what I think when you say grilled cheese. So I'm looking like I get something more out of it, but also
wow.
It's so good.
Wow, I see.
High expectations.
Well, it was the extras. Yeah. I clearly don't think the roll should count soup, but that's fine.
The grilled cheese itself was a delight. I would have eaten that over bagel bites even if I didn't have soup.
I know you guys have already decided on grilled cheese, and that's fine because it's moved on. It's facing, I'm not going to tell you what it's facing. I'll let you see a picture of it. You got to come to Instagram, anchor.fm, Spotify,
Apple,
Patreon, whatever we got. You come see that picture of what round one looked like. But grilled cheese has moved on. But anyway, here's my deal about bagel bites. It satisfies two complete different genres.
You love them.
The carbohydrate of the bagel. Okay? The community, the sense of one I feel when I eat a bagel. And then you put marinara and little bits of pepperoni. Oh, here's God, the deal. If you just said, I'm going to sell you a bag of those tiny little pepperoni bits, I'm fucking dealed up. I'll fucking give me them. I wouldn't choose bagel bites. But the bagel is the best vesicle for those little pepperoni bits I've ever witnessed.
So you feel strongly for the bagel.
I do. And the microwave, nothing microwaves better than a pizza bagel. You're like, oh, Clark, what about a corn dog? Shut the fuck up. Bagel bites is where it's at. So R.I.P. Bagel Bites, that's all I gotta say. Up to the next one. Okay.
Well, Bagel Bites are off the table, but this pink taco just got on the table.
Oh shoot. GLW Pink Taco. Pesticide free.
I love the name.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys, this is one of the shittiest joints I've rolled in a while. It's because my crutch tore on the inside of the paper.
Oh.
So I had to
do some surgery.
No excuses, so. No.
I could have just re-rolled it, but whatever.
Hey, it's smoking, ain't it? High
502s. This episode of High 502 is being brought to you by Natural Light Seltzer, Catalina Lime Mixer, and Aloha Bitches. That's our bitch band of the week. Instant review. If I had to put it up against a White Claw, guess what? White Claw's tearing it wide open.
It is.
Okay?
With its White Claws.
But, you know, it's like natty. It's Natural Light. What did I expect from Natural Light?
$15, okay. 30 racks.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's like me drinking Bridgeport IPA and then going, well, this Natural Light tastes nothing like a Bridgeport IPA. Yeah. It's like, it's Natural Light, dude, for what it is. It's not terrible. I wish they sold smaller cans because this is a tall order for a gross-ass bitch beer.
6.5% fucking
24-ounce
seltzer.
I love the names, though.
Yes, your marketing department is ridiculously clever.
Fucking Catalina Lime Mixer.
Oh, this pink taco is yummy.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, Justin, what does yours say on your can?
When cherry and lime become best friends.
Mine says when mango and peach go beach mode.
Oh.
Shout out to Marshawn peach Lynch. Mode.
That's right. Hopefully you never drink one of these Natural Light Seltzers.
Man, so hopefully you have no idea what we're talking about.
Hopefully you hear this.
Sorry, Natural Ice, but
okay,
it's gross.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna drink.
But we're gonna drink it,
yeah,
because we're High 502 guys.
That's who we are.
Okay, next up on the list, I got some. I'm a chip man myself.
Okay,
so this is when you reach for the chips. Okay.
Oh, dare I say the chips.
Okay. And here's what I did with this, because there's so many I could pit against each other.
So many
foes that could do battle. It wouldn't be fair to put, you know, like Takis up next to Doritos.
Right.
Duh. That's been done. So what I did is I went a little deeper and I went, you know what I fucking like sometimes? Is that Mixel shit. That Mixel game, okay? So that's where my head was at with this one. Okay, the first one. You got your Chex Mix.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, like, they got 15,000 varieties of Chex Mix now when I went to go look up which flavor. So I don't give a fuck what flavor.
In general.
Maybe you're a Muddy Buddy. Maybe you're traditional. Yeah. It does not matter
to me. Just go Party Mix, goddammit. And
everyone has a good time.
Whoa, Justin. Whoa. Wow. Yeah. I'm breaking your chains. I want freedom in these choices.
Yeah.
Well, so you got Chex Mix, okay? So you all locked in your favorite flavor, right?
Yeah.
Chink. Chink. Okay, good. Hold on. Let me hit this pink taco. The next one is that Doritos mix shit. Okay? Well, you got the little circles, and you got the yellow cheddars, and you got the Doritos mix. Mm. They got different versions of that shit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, it's not as... I know we're all going, what? Huh? I think it's called Munchables. I didn't want to fucking drop a name.
Is it Munchies?
I think Munchies.
Munchies mix, right?
Yeah.
So it's just right up our alley. Okay. That's why I chose it, okay? Mm-hmm. And they got different varieties, too. I do believe they have a bowl, and they got the more cheesier one and all that kind of bullshit. Sir. So there it is. Lock in your favorite flavor of that Munchie mix, because you know you fucking want that shit, too, right?
Yeah.
But now you're pitting the two mixes together. It's mix on mix. Yeah. Which one is it going to be today? Justin, I'm going to start with you first since I went with Tino last time.
Okay. Now, if we're talking Munchies.
We're talking Munchies. Okay. And, specifically I'm going for one of these two products.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go for Munchies.
Okay.
Munchies. Whoa. I do like Chex Mix. Grew up eating them. Delicious. But Munchies is way better.
Okay.
they got Sun Chips in them. You know, they got so many different kinds of little chips.
Cheetos,
and
Doritos.
It's so good, dude.
Roll Gold.
That's where I'm at.
Imagine all the best musicians, you know, like...
We are the world, we are the children.
Yeah, and they came together and just... that's going to be awesome.
So you're saying that the Doritos mixes, the we are the world, we are the children of chip mixes? Okay. Well, I kind of think I know where you're going with this one, then.
I'm throwing you a curveball. Because all day, my first thought is, and if this is an actual thing, I know, maybe if it's not, like, all of it, but the Chex Mix that has a little... And you know what? I wish you would have said Gardettos, because I really love those little fucking...
Listen, bro, I almost did. Oh. I almost did.
Well, if they have a mix where they do have those little round, brown... I don't even know what they are, but they are so delicious. I'm going Chex Mix.
Oh, shit. So it comes down to this, huh?
Yeah.
Comes down to this. Now, listen. Until I was all Chex Mix. I was Team Chex Mix.
Oh, fuck. I knew you were.
I was. Until I heard Sun Chips and all those other little chips and God shit.
Damn it.
And I thought to myself, sounds pretty fucking good right now. when I started hearing in the background, we are the world. We are the children. I knew what had happened. That I'm breaking up with Chex Mix to vote the Munchies Mix through.
Yeah.
Munchies made it.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on the board.
Damn it.
Oh.
Sorry about your Chex Mix.
It's all right. Oh.
You know,
it happens.
It's okay because I was very close to picking the
Chex Mix. Damn.
And then I thought about the same thing that I said.
We are the
one. It's got the chips.
Yeah.
Got the Sun Chips. It's got the Doritos. Delicious.
Damn
How can
straight.
You lose? You
I can't say no to this. Pretty fucking good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Who was that from? That was still from the Agate
from the
Dreams?
Tribe Farm, yeah.
Yeah, it was the Tribal Farm.
Okay.
That really good. Sword was delicious.
Yes, it was.
Oh, that was so good.
Uh-oh. For all you AMSR freaks.
Oh, I'm going to get this out of the way.
I'm going to give you one of these.
Guess what it is.
We're going to pause for a minute in our bracket right now. Grilled cheese. And Cheetos Munchies Mix have just made it through to the second round. We got two more coming up. But I got our own little mystery right now.
Oh.
Because this is also a Munchies themed thing. I want you guys to try a mystery Oreo.
Oh.
What?
Guess
what the hell?
Flavor. Tonight, gentlemen, you're going into a mysterious world. This is now just turned into an escape room episode.
Oh, shit.
All right.
I love this.
You must crack the clues to figure out which one. Look at this. my fat ass did not even open these freehand. This is the first. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
Oh, smell-o-vision at home.
Oh, that's interesting.
Smells like birthday cake. Yeah, whoa.
It smells like that, but
red
it also
velvet,
smells
maybe?
like a horchata or a rice pudding.
Like ginger snap.
Ginger snap, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, horchata sounds about right.
Yeah.
So I'm a three-cookie kind of guy, so that's the ones I'm passing off. If you only eat one, that's fine with me.
Mystery Oreos on top of Massimo. This is going to be delicious.
Yeah. Sir?
Sir,
here's
it's
your
out.
Joint.
Oh. It is out. We are taking a pause from our sacred rule to eat a mystery Oreo. Cheers.
Cheers.
It tastes like a fucking Oreo.
It does have that horchata spice to me, though.
You guys get that, like, grittiness?
Mm-hmm. Like a
that
pumpkin
texture.
Pie, yeah. Yeah.
Is this like a pumpkin spice Oreo?
Okay, that's my first impression. It does have pumpkin spice-esque rice pudding, tapioca pudding, or a horchata.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rice product, isn't it?
So yeah. I feel cozy.
That's my first impression.
These are pretty darn good, though.
I want to put this in a s'mores. I want this frosting to be in a s'mores. I think that'd be amazing.
I want to put this in a glass of milk.
With Tino's idea, I definitely feel it has like a marshmallow cinnamon graham cracker. Well, there's something drawing me back. It's cinnamon, isn't it? Or pumpkin pie or allspice or something.
Yeah.
I taste the cinnamon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, at Oreo, my official guess is horchata. That is my official guess. Okay?
Yeah. I'm going to actually second that.
Yeah. I'm going to say so as well.
Whoa. Okay. So.
We're all locked in on that one.
Locked in.
Whoa.
Horchata.
Well, just get it completely wrong.
It says we can win 50 G's. And you know what, folks? If we win the $50,000 prize, I'll go on tonight and...
Oh, there's a clue on it.
Right.
Now, this must just be from the cookie, right? That's not like little spices.
I believe that is the other part of the sandwich cookie being torn apart. The clue is history is divided on how this came to exist. A shepherd, a sailor. There's no easy fix.
That's a puzzle.
So that makes me feel of like maybe less horchata, but some more preserved dessert.
Read that again for me, please.
Yes, absolutely. Our clue tonight on this bag is history is divided on how this came to exist. A shepherd, a sailor. There's no easy fix. You're more than welcome to munch on that some more.
If they were trying to go for that, and it's the fall time, I don't know why. For some reason, maybe pumpkin spice. And I know just because I'm categorizing fall with pumpkins and pumpkin spice with the Mayflower coming over.
Okay.
A shepherd, and a sailor. I mean...
birthday cake is starting to sound a little bit more accurate now.
Yeah.
Shepherds and sailors all have birthdays.
Oh. Yeah, right? That is the one common thread amongst them.
How was the birthday cake invented?
Well, they have a birthday cake flavor, don't they?
They do. It wouldn't be a...
So that'd be really weird, Oreo. It'd be really weird, Oreo, if you were just remarketing birthday cake flavored Oreo as a mystery
Oreos.
Yeah. Now, I was really hoping that it was like those mystery flavored Airheads, if you've ever had those, white ones.
Those are delicious.
So my heart says, aw, I'm disappointed now. But that's okay. Do you know how I get happy, guys? I smoke some weed.
Oh, yeah.
From the Soil presents Sour Urkel Pre-Roll. 2 half-gram joints coming in at 22% THC.
Wow.
You know what's cool about this package is it looks like it's an old-timey lady smoking on a joint, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you that's one of the employees. It's like having Logan on the face of one of our products because he's so damn sexy.
Oh,
I think that's really style. Cool. You know, there's someone going, "Buzz, I can do this. I can do it. I'm from the 40s. That was terrible, but that's fine. And this is Sour Urkel, so I'll pass one around. You can smell it.
I'm thinking smell of it. I'm thinking like sour diesel and purple Urkel.
Yeah, I would think so.
Purples.
Oops.
Ooh, I'm a big sour perps, huh?
Yeah. Here we go.
I like
Let's
that.
Let's spark that shit.
Ooh, that has a crazy taste.
Well, boys and girls, I don't know why I keep saying that tonight. Maybe it's because we pre-funked on IPAs and joints beforehand, but
yeah.
I'm feeling really good. I don't know about you right now.
Well, I had a beer earlier, and that's it. So this is the first thing I'm really drinking today. And, I had half a beer.
You know, earlier we pre-funked and I made you guys do a Mad Libs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I made all the girls in the house. We had some dinners and we did a Mad Libs. And tonight I'd like to read from this Mad Libs while we smoke this Sour Urkel.
And we haven't heard this yet, so this is going to be fun.
Mm. It will be.
Excuse me.
Oh, that tastes really good right off the bat. This one's called Jabba's Palace.
Okay.
Okay. If you ever find yourself on the remote and handsome planet Tatooine, you'll notice some pretty soon that there's not much in the way of entertainment, unless you happen to wander into Jabba the Hutt's joint. At any time, day or night, The band is cursing and someone is diving to the sound of calm music. But these dry performers don't want to be there. They're all captives of the moist, drooling, 72-pound slumlord, Jabba the Boy, who rules Tatooine with an iron femur. If anyone tries to escape, the guests can watch another one of Jabba's favorite forms of entertainment, dropping the unlucky warehouse discount store into the Willy Pit. No one comes ever out. No one ever comes out of the hot from the Willy Pit. On the second thought, next time you visit Tatooine, don't set a weenus near Jabba's palace. The smell of Jabba alone should be enough to keep you light beers away.
Light beers, baby.
I
like how I was the one that said beers, and then
it was light beers.
Light beers. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that was awesome. Fun.
That was fun.
I had a great time at that.
That was a good pun.
Boom. Boys, we gotta snap right back into the snack bracket. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
That sour Urkel treating you right now?
Man, it's tasty. It's earthy.
It's running a little.
It's running. Let's not lie. It's canoeing, but guess what, boys? I wanted to be in a canoe tonight with you guys.
Oh, yeah?
We did it. That's our first canoe trip tonight. Woo! Give it up.
Without a paddle. Soil.
Up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. Heard.
Well, boys, we gotta work on our joints. What that means. From the soil's gonna make it, I say.
I see they will.
Left. It's to him now.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, I think that was actually my bad, because I passed it back. Sorry, I skipped you, buddy.
It's all good.
Oh, man.
Right off the bat, as this half-gram joint gets smoked instantaneously, as all half-gram joints do.
R.I.P.
I'm bringing the heat on the next product.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Fat Panda, you doing it to me again with this 21% Mac. Oh, 1 gram J, the Miracle Alien Cookies. Their cut's really good. I know you're like a big farm, and I'm supposed to not like you because you're like the big corporate dog on the block, but you know what? If you grow fucking good weed, I'm going to like you. And you grow some pretty good fucking weed, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool to watch you from afar at Hempfest and go, well, maybe I'll be like that someday. Where everyone knows my name.
It was nice to be right next to you guys at the award ceremony.
I wasn't going to say we were right next to him, but it's true. We were right next to him.
Congratulations, by the way, as well.
Yeah, at all the fucking awards.
Congrats,
jeez,
guys.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, your office must look pretty sick this week.
Yeah, but you don't have a Snooper Martha. So
which
we
like pretty much one M-Fest, so.
Yeah. Oops. And not to mention, ladies and gentlemen, Clock went viral.
Oh, I did.
Yeah,
I hit 4,000, baby.
Mm.
I hit the 4,000 I told you I was trying to get. So me and my bum, you know, next up, America's Funniest Home Videos, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what happens now?
Yes.
Yep. Am I going on Ridiculous? Dear Dick?
Ridiculous.
My favorite person in the world, Chanel West Coast. Listen, Chanel West Coast, if you ever listen to this, I am not fucking lying. I think you're really fucking cool, and I like your music. And I think you're the best part of Ridiculousness. There, I said it.
Send Ryan, just Ryan Clock, send him a t-shirt, please.
Signed.
Shout.
Signed. Please.
If you have t-shirts, a double XL will fit this fat man for at least another 6 months. So, time's ticking down. You may want to order a triple XL. Holidays are coming, baby.
What are we smoking? The Miracle Alien Cookies?
Mm.
Yeah.
Can I take a look at this packaging?
Absolutely. As one gets tossed, the other one gets lit.
You know what?
I'm going to go Uno and reverse it.
Taste
that shit.
It's kind of funny that we're doing alien cookies, because as most of you guys know, and if I know that you're listening from other parts of the world, a couple days ago we were supposed to have a raid on Area 51. Did you guys hear anything about the Area 51 raid?
I saw one guy in a Rotude run, and I was like, well, somebody did it. I felt good.
I heard that it was up to, like, a pretty decent amount of fucking people out there.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, that's thousands. Cool.
Yeah. I think there was, like, 1,500.
I mean, I think collectively we all kind of want to know the truth, and Area 51 represents what we believe is the truth about alien life.
Yeah.
The narrative that we've been led to believe. So,
you know,
I think collectively people showed up probably to say, hey, we want to know what the fuck's up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of conspiracy around it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, a lot of people say that the best way to start a hierarchical government is to... stage an alien invasion, right? So maybe this is the first step of us like learning about aliens as a real thing, quote unquote. You know, it's just weird.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I believe it. I'm just saying it would be interesting if it worked out that way.
Right? Yeah. It's funny how
like
things
do. Like,
we're
all living a Truman Show.
Yeah.
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 That'd be really kind of sad. It's just like saying The Matrix, Truman Show. Just an orchestra. Everything is orchestrated. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going.
Then at that, yeah. And then at that point, you're just like, then what does this, you know? And then you kind of cross into the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Butterfly fly.
The butterfly fly.
Uh-oh, that horchata's kicking in, bro.
Yeah. I was,
Pumpkin spice.
I was watching Netflix the other day, and I found this Love Robot, Love Death Robots. And they had an episode where these people had this primitive culture growing in their freezer. You know, it's really, really weird. It's like the one episode where everybody looked like it wasn't in animation, you know? And it went from being super primitive to being super advanced. And at the very end, it got, like, past where they were watching it from and where we're at. And it got really advanced. And then it all turned into one big system and computer. And then it disappeared. I was like, that's fucking interesting.
What?
That's really cool. It's a cool concept. Because that it kind of goes along with the Matrix thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Name of that show one more time for the folks.
Love, Death, Robots. And it's a bunch of different kinds of animation. Some of them are and they're all different stories. Like one's about werewolves, one's about somebody in space.
That's
it's pretty good. I liked it a lot.
Damn. That sounds really interesting. What do you think about this?
The Mac's getting me pretty fucking high, man.
The Mac's pretty good. I will say though, it tastes a little trimmy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it tastes like shake.
But it's a $7.50 1 gram joint, so and the first hit was super dope. So I was loving it.
It tastes really good.
You know, it does taste really good. I can't lie about that. Okay, I'm going to continue on with this bracket so we can fit it all into one episode.
Let's do it,
Round
man.
One's continuing to go. Since I got this mystery... Oh, by the way, my lovely swag downstairs doing laundry. So I'm just going to say, hey, you can take these up. And if you need to try one, that's great.
We're trying to figure out what the flavor
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we don't want to know your guess. We'll tell you after the episode what our guess is, okay? So now that I got the sweet tooth going, right? I'm going to carry on sweet tooth.
Let's do it.
Okay? Next up, we got everybody's favorite, okay? Oh. I'm going to do happy birthday to you. It's birthday cake on the menu. That's right. I'm talking ice cream cake. I'm talking homemade from your mother. I'm talking your favorite kind of birthday cake. Maybe it's that office cake because you know you're going to get it 15 times a year, right? Back in the day when life was good.
Yeah.
Right? So, ooh, Mac, I'm coming for you. So the birthday cake's choice number one on this sweet tooth off. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to keep going with that cake, you know? And I said, I'm going to go hit people with a curveball. I'm going to go out there on a limb and say, you know what? I'm going to go coffee cake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, coffee and a talk. This guy coffee
went,
cake.
He went coffee
that
on
delicious
us?
Delicious cake that has the cinnamon crumble topping. Mm. You can get it in the little pastry form from Hostess, too. Sometimes they had that episode of Seinfeld about Drake's coffee cake. Yes. Remember that? Mm. I've searched those things out. Oh, God, it's so delicious. So we're talking, that's the one. Which one makes it to round two? Are we talking when you get that stoner cake craving and I give you those two choices, right? Which one will it be, boys? Now, Tina, we'll start with
that's two. That's a really good fucking category.
Coffee cake.
Okay.
I'm going coffee cake.
Tell me why.
Well, we all know this. I've said it before. When I'm not really a sweet guy. But amongst these two, coffee cake is more the savory choice. Of the two sweets.
This is kind of true.
So, and, you know, every time I've had... But that's the thing. It has to be, like, obviously the perfect. Like, it can't be, like... Can't be, like, super coffee cake. You know what I mean? Where it does you get the coffee terps in, like, crazy.
Okay.
That's, you know. But, yeah, that's what I pick. Coffee cake.
Tina, are you telling me there's coffee flavoring in coffee cake? Is that what you think?
I don't know. I don't know how they do it.
Because I just coffee terps. And I was just going to let that pass and go, this motherfucker don't know what coffee cake is. He be thinking, I made that shit with coffee. I think it was a cake served with coffee in like the early 50s. People would like bring it tableside, you know? And maybe it was dry and you could dunk it into coffee. But it does not contain coffee, so you're good, bro.
Oh.
No.
No, coffee keg is delicious.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. But uh-oh.
Wait, can I go back? Because...
No. Can he go back? It's a question.
No, he already chose a savory coffee cake.
Well, folks, just on the side, I am thinking about ice cream cake now. So just, hey, it doesn't count for shit, but just...
But now you're thinking, oh, ice cream cake could say happy birthday on top of it. And that's totally kosher. Yeah, you're never right.
Okay, so he's got ice cream cake. I was also going to go ice cream cake. Or not ice cream cake, but like birthday cakes. Because you can have so many different kinds of birthday cake. I could totally give up coffee cake to have any kind of birthday cake.
Damn! You're right.
Yeah.
Coffee cake is, like, delicious. But after a few cakes, you're going to be like, I wonder what that ice cream cake over there looks like.
By this rationale, and this is going to blow your mind, you could have a coffee birthday cake.
Birthday cake is making it through, it seems like.
When you were explaining it, I had the same exact thought. I was just like, well, what if your birthday cake was coffee cake?
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it. I was playing the game.
It's all about, we're out about the paradoxes, buddy.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, because people are smart, then this is kind of ruined on some level. And birthday cake automatically goes through. Woo! If you make it any. But just realize, you're only eating it on your birthday, then.
Yeah.
Coffee cake, you could have fucking had it anytime you wanted.
Let me ask
you. Chose birthday cake, so enjoy it.
How often do you have coffee cake on the regular?
We're going birthday cake one. B-Day.
Yeah. Okay. I have had coffee cake maybe twice in the last 5 years. Yeah. So I'm not really missing out on too much.
Okay, Jay Dizzle, listen.
What's up?
How fucking high are we right now?
I'm pretty so fucking high.
Right now, I think we've smoked like 3 joints and we got 3 more in a dab, okay? Ooh. So we got 20 minutes, boys. Should we cut the fat and just say we got some like things to not smoke?
We smoke them all at the same time?
Are we going just exactly? Or am I lighting all 3 fucking joints right now?
I really want to smoke this one.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the Pura Vida.
Mm.
And I'm all about it. We can totally light those ones and finish up this whole segment while they're all going around, but it would be hard to judge them.
It would. Yeah. So let's just go ahead and say one at a time, but let's just say let's get this going.
And we can also run off a little more if we need to.
We'll do that today.
Yeah,
today,
maybe we'll just go over.
We're going to go big.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I like it.
Okay, we're coming in for over an hour this evening. It's a good thing we started early.
Fucking slow down. We got plenty of time. Okay, well, good. We got one category left then for...
I've been waiting on this one.
For the bracket. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
What is the last one?
Oh,
God. This one's a savory delight, okay? Because this one is bar food time, baby.
Okay.
This is the bar food of bar foods. Now, of course, chicken wings almost made the board this time.
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers and all sorts of hot dogs.
Mm.
All sorts of pub grub that you can get. But, you know, in reality, I kind of wanted that finger food.
Yeah.
You get hella blazed and your stomach says, hey, I'm open. Let's fill it, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of two things, you know, that came to my mind. And so the first one is nachos, man.
Oh,
the
yeah.
first one, nachos with the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And how you can pick one up and 15 come along. You're like, well, that's my nacho.
Now you're doing cheese, meat. You're going all in nachos, supreme nachos all day?
Or is it
by choice?
Of course, like, our palates are different. But yes, I would try to put every single topping that the nacho world allows and still calls them traditional nachos.
Yeah.
You know, because there's many kinds of nachos. You could do pulled pork, you know.
Sure.
Or you could do chilaquilla style, which is like Monterey Jack cheese and that green chili with the pork simmered in it.
Yes. Oof, oh, yeah.
That's fucking delicious. That's more of a breakfast food, but you could still serve it as nachos.
Mm.
Or you got the ground beef and the olives and the little tomato bits and the cheese and stuff, you know?
Mm.
What are we smoking right now?
So, this is a brand new farm.
Mm.
From around our area, from around Hallam County.
Oh, really?
They are called Pura Vida Cannabis Company. And Pura Vida means pure life. It's like a goodbye. It's like kind of a goodbye in Costa Rica, things like that. But we are smoking the White Gorilla, which is a mix of the white and Gorilla Glue.
Ooh.
And it has a really nice Gorilla Glue-like structure to it. But one thing I did like about their packaging was that it has the terpene profile on the side.
That's
pretty cool, man.
I like when they do that. I'm not really sure what most of them are, but, you know, it's nice to be able to find that. You look it up. No, you're good. Pura Vida, huh?
Pura Vida.
You say they're from around here?
Yeah, they just dropped, like, this week. Brothers Gemini is having a party for them, I think.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. Established 2018.
Yeah, so they're just new. They just dropped over here.
Damn, they're making fire.
Yeah, I went in there, like, 2 weeks ago, and I saw the name, and I was like, I like that, because I used to live in Costa Rica, you know? So it was, like, kind of like a memory for me. And they were like, yeah, they'll be here next week, dude. And it's I've been to Karma three times in the last 4 days, and every day I bought a different eighth.
And that's got to be at least 1.2.
This is one I hadn't tried.
Well, this bud structure definitely looks like Gorilla Glue, doesn't it?
For sure.
And God, it hits that first. It has it has that hit of Gorilla Glue, but my God, is it like fill your lungs with white smoke? My fucking downstairs is so smoky right now. I took some pictures. We're gonna post this on Instagram when the episode drops. But my God, we are hotboxing this place tonight. Pura Vida, you're fucking doing it to me now.
You guys are really good.
Yeah, the white glue, it tastes really good. It does. I hope you come out with some more shit.
They also have the Clementina.
Ooh.
Which was delicious. The only reason I didn't get that one is because I smoked that one a few days ago.
I see.
Hey. And I smoked the whole eighth that night.
Damn.
It was that delicious. Obviously sativa dominant, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. And then, what else? They had the Pura Vida OG, which is their take on the Skywalker OG. That's what I heard, at least. And then this one. And there's another one, but I don't remember what that one's called. Oh, it's Cali Lime. California Lime.
That sounds nice.
Hey, speaking of Cali Lime, how's our Natty's Light seltzers? Let's see. Are you even a halfway done on yours yet?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a halfway point.
Yeah.
We got two. I am camping over here. I don't know if it was the Mossman curry or the gross flavor, but I'm not putting it down as fast as I thought.
It's a cranberry?
Yeah.
Can I take a sip?
Of course.
Do you guys want to try this?
I do.
Yeah, I'll take a sip. I made the mistake of drinking this in the middle of eating my Oreo.
Oh,
God.
Because, I was thinking milk, and I'm stoned to shit, and I was like, milk sounds delicious. This is what I have to drink. And so I just drank it.
That made my stomach hurt immediately.
Yours is a little bit better, I think. Yeah, yours tastes. I like the peach.
Okay. Okay, beaches. My toes just dug into a little sand right there. Okay, well, now I regret. I thought you know what, marketing? Fuck you. I complimented you earlier, but you put a cool-ass name like Catalina Lime Mixer and tied one of my favorite movies, Step Brothers, into this gross-ass beverage. So, you know what? No, I was going to ask you for a t-shirt, too, tonight, but no. No marketing firm that does the marketing for natural light seltzers. I don't want a t-shirt, no.
Nope, we don't want anything to do with you.
I would love to just become the podcast that everybody sends t-shirts to.
That's our thing.
That's a dream for me.
It's a t-shirt empire, boys, is what I'm trying to build. Okay, and smoke-free weed. So far, neither has happened, but that's fine.
I want to be at the point where we need a storage unit to hold all the t-shirts that we get. That's where I don't want to be at. Have a storage unit.
How do you say it all sexy in Costa Rican, like Pura Vida?
Pura Vida.
Oh.
Pura Vida.
You guys are bringing it right now. Tino, does this go to you?
Yep.
I think so.
Here we go. Beautiful.
Do we have a glass blower this week, Tino?
Dude, I have a sick ass... I got a dope ass motherfucking glass blower to show you. Do you guys have your phone on you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
This shit will still record if I'm on Instagram, no?
Well, let me just do it for you.
Yeah, let's check it out, because we don't want that to be there.
Right,
do you want us to do that? Yeah. Take my phone for a minute.
Who's the glass blower? What's he called?
So, off the spit,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember, but what I can do is,
got some stuff saved?
not on his account. It's my account.
It's your account.
I'm just going to look at the stuff that I liked since Clock follows me on my account. So it'll pop up today that I liked his photos. Yeah, we're doing it. Yeah.
Well, what happened this week in the news of cannabis?
Yeah.
We're going to slow down. Clock's news. Clock's news. You know, I don't care much, but I know I love weed. Don't really have much. You know, one of my homeboys handed me a thick packet of papers, and the LCB is changing rules yet again. Oh. So this is to all my industries. Uh-oh. Heads up if you don't know, if you're at another farm, but the LCB will slap you with a $1,200 fine, or I believe it was 5 days of nothing at all. Yeah, just total stoppage of business. If the LCB comes in and if you look of intoxication, so that's for cannabis, pills, alcohol, whatever, you know. So it's going to become more strict, you know. The days of doing drugs in your company's parking lot or on property are pretty much over if you want to remain a legitimate business and have a future in it. So, you know, that's bittersweet. If you're one of those farms that allows that, you know, it's bittersweet that you got to, like, become the man now, you know? And if you're an employee there, it's just, it's one more realization that this is a real job with real
responsibilities
and expectations. And, you know, Amazon's not there where they are today because all their employees were fucking getting high all day.
Yeah.
You know, so... email us at i502s@gmail.com if you can think of one industry that does allow that. So, or if you have any questions at all.
So, sorry to interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
We do actually have a glass blower of the week. If you guys want to come gather around.
Oh, yeah. Let's.
His name is Jenkins_glass, and he has some cool shit. I saved two photos.
Oh, yeah. That's real nice.
Oh,
I like the mushrooms in it.
Yeah, and I was going to say that in all of his pieces, he had puts, like, some design, and it's fucking awesome.
Oh, his name's Ryan, too.
Yeah.
Making glasses, moved back to Oregon after 11 years. Oh, so he's been the Aloha lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, he's got some clean lines.
Yeah.
That one's got the fucking mushrooms in it. Sweet.
Yeah. Okay, this guy's legit.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fucking dope. He's got, like, 20,000 followers, which is, I mean... For his artwork, man, I don't know. I feel like he needs the big shout out because he has some awesome artwork.
What was his name again?
Jenkins, Jenkins_glass.
Ryan Jenkins.
Ryan Jenkins, you old so and so. If you're ever up in Clallam County, look us up, dude. We'd love to at least hit one of your pieces and talk to you about glass blowing and cannabis. So, you know, and if not, well, love you anyway.
Yes,
shit
sir.
Looks dope.
Yeah, it does.
So, how much one do you think these pieces go?
Hit one of these
man. Well, you know what? He had one of those angler fish.
Fucker went out. Yeah, the angler fish.
Dead.
And those angler fish are. Definitely like $40,000-$50,000 rigs, so I'm saying definitely you're spending like a down payment on a house to get one of these.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he sells one a year, maybe two a year.
Yeah.
How many do you sell? That's a great question.
Yeah.
I mean, you're an artist. So.
This anglerfish has a little skeleton inside that's like driving it.
Yeah, it looks anatomically correct too.
So there's a little skeleton, and he's like stick shifting.
Oh.
See him? He's got a little setup right there. And he's like in a globe inside the mouth. That's fucking sweet, dude.
Look at this skull smelling a rose with a rainbow.
Oh, it's very Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Okay. We got beautiful shit, man.
Yeah.
So I imagine if you sell two $30,000 rigs, that's a good year's work, right? $60,000? Or are you trying to go 5, 10? I mean, that's a lot of money.
It also depends, man. You know, sometimes they go for a little bit less than that. But stuff like this, like, man. He's got a skeleton in a field of weed. In this one. Like, look at the colas that he made. They're so sick, dude.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I could see this one being fucking ridiculous.
Wow, look at that, man. Dude.
Yeah, Jenkins, this is one of the first times I've just been awestruck by something. Wow.
Your glasswork looks like
beautiful.
A beautiful painting.
Dude, I don't know. It doesn't seem.
I don't know how one would want to smoke out of that other than...
No, just, that's a piece of art.
It is a piece of art.
Yeah. I would be afraid.
That's I would be too.
Sweet.
If that, with that, I'd have to have an it'd have to be top tier setup.
Yeah.
You know, an e-nail. Have the terp crystals.
You got like a circus theme on this one. Okay, I gotta stop looking at this guy's stuff because I could look at this for another 30 minutes.
What kind of time do we got? Are we switching 50, over to the next hour 50. Or does that just go? I will say I just popped open, first of all, Pura Vida, that joint he just rolled of your white gorilla. Kudos, man. I like some glue, and I like your glue.
Yeah.
So we'll be smoking more of that in the future.
Definitely.
I just popped this Artisan Forms Purple Punch. It's a big-ass joint for being a half-grammer.
Yeah, it is.
I also just twisted it, too. It was untwisted. So it was a little light. You know, I'm in the knockbox game, too. You're using what looks like a future roller, a knockoff future roller.
Sure.
So two tamps is what it feels like this got, and straight into the package. So I'm cool with that as long as your average is 0.55. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, baby. Or you know what? They may do it like another farm that we know and have had on the farm before where we found out that they run 7.5s on a half.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and even like...
Just to stay safe.
Yeah.
Just so they don't have to fuck with them.
Which is crazy.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want... You know what? Where we work, you hand weigh every joint. So,
yeah,
that's a chore.
Yeah exactly.
So we just lit up that... What was it? Sorry, I'm stoned.
Purple Punch,
Purple
my man.
Purple Punch by Artisan. Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Artisan. You guys have some really nice vape carts. You guys have some nice flower.
Yeah, when you won that Dove Cup Award for your Dutch Berry, I loved your Dutch Berry, those rounds. Okay.
Well, boys and girls, we have D. Terwilliger. What up?
Smoking lots, you know? Taking it easy.
Taking it deezy.
With your cerveza.
Yeah, we are smoking the Purple Punch Artisan right now. But
there
did
it
you
is.
Try one of them cookies?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, we think... Yeah. We think it's like a graham cracker or a snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle.
How do you say that?
Snickerdoodle. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Snickerdoodle.
Would you like to know ours?
Yeah.
We kind of came up with, what did we say, horchata?
Horchata.
Yeah,
what
horchata,
we thought it was.
Yeah.
So cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely said s'more-like.
Yeah.
So graham cracker, marshmallow. Mm-hmm. You know, we got so high, we talked about nachos, but we didn't talk about its opponent in our snack bracket.
Oh, yeah, we didn't finish that.
Fuck, guys. So we got 3 minutes. So we'll finish this Oreo thought, and then we'll come back. Artisan Farms, the Purple Punch is pretty good.
Yeah.
It was untamped. I twisted a little bit too tight, so people are having to suck on it like a Frosty. Just a little harder than usual, but that's fine. Anyway, so here's the question we're posing, ladies,
mm-hmm.
is we're doing a snack bracket, as you can see behind us, okay? And we're pitting nachos up, okay? Any style you want, but, you know, the traditional bar food nachos, okay?
Yes.
And that's going up against a Canadian favorite sweeping the nation, poutine.
Poutine.
And that's French fries covered with all sorts of stuff. Most likely gravy and little meaty bits, okay? Sometimes it's cheese-based, like a fondue. Or a beer cheese, but yeah, gravy,
crack a couple
and fries.
Eggs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and then you get that cheese curd involved, you know, so it starts stretching like a mozzarella does, but it's fresh. So that's a tough one. We're all at the bar, okay? It's like I got one or two things. What are we getting?
Are we getting five orders of nachos or five orders of poutine?
Mm-hmm. What's moving on to round two?
I know. Poutine actually sounds delicious. Sounds like something I'd
want to try.
So
you've never had poutine?
Never had it.
Oh, see, so that's mysterious to you. Intriguing.
Yes.
You can give up nachos for a mystery that you might not like.
I'd have to see what the critics around me said about it.
Before making that choice.
Yes, okay. Yes.
She's going to weigh her options. I'm going nachos all day.
All day.
That's just because I love nachos.
Okay.
I couldn't stop eating nachos. So if we're going, you know, you can only have one, I'm going nachos.
You see, do we have to keep going? Oh, we got a couple minutes. Okay, sorry. I'm super paranoid about that.
Oh, yeah.
So the deal is with the poutine and the nachos, neither one is good cold. Like, once it's gone from fresh level, maybe you can save nachos for the next day and try to get through it.
Yeah.
But poutine, definitely not.
If you don't go too crazy on the nachos, like, topping-wise, you can spare it.
You could. You could if you got the good kind of chips, you know. But my heart wants to say nachos because they're so comforting.
Yeah.
And I'm a sucker for ground beef and taco seasoning. So, you know.
Yep. Put some Fritos in there and you got yourself a Frito pie.
Well, damn, girl. Yes. No, don't do that to me. That persuades me. But, I'm going to go poutine. It's just too delicious not to say no.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll be back in just a second as we switch over to round two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This was brought to you by Natural Light Seltzer, baby. 12 joints and fucking a dab hit yet to come.
And we're back!
Okay, back to it. What are we smoking right now? We just ended Artisan Farms Purple Punch. Delicious.
It was really good.
Thanks for fucking packing it deep, brothers. So that was a fatty half-gram joint. So we moved right on to the last one. And, you know, we saved the best for last.
Yes, we did.
So, and what did we do here? We went for an infused joint this week, boys and girls. Last time I say that, I promise. at 37% THC and over 1% CBD, this Keef oil and flower joint from Fat Panda, the firecracker, is bringing it. You know, the label's kind of small, so I think I got pineapple upside down cake as the flower, and the oil is tropical train wreck.
Wow.
Okay?
It's delicious.
Yeah.
The oil, you can really taste the oil.
How do you compare it to a terp stick?
Ooh.
Mm.
I could.
No?
Terp stick's way better.
Oh,
sorry.
Man.
Sorry, Fat Panda, but terp stick has my heart.
Well, you know, the thing about terp stick is, I don't know if it's fake or not, but it definitely tastes like artificial flavors or enhanced in some way.
Yeah, it's crystal clear and terpenes, I think.
And terpenes, So
that's amazing.
I mean, that's the only way they could do that, I think.
Like a bomb-ass joint right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't smoked Keef in quite a while, so I don't know if it's the placebo effect, but I can taste the Keef, and I miss that flavor of the Keef on the out, but you usually put it on the inside.
Yeah.
And we've watched videos of Fat Panda employees sitting there sifting, dipping it in oil, paintbrushing it actually, and then rolling like what looks like a cake flour sifter over it. Boy, that would be a hell of a job.
Yeah.
You know, doing 10,000 of those a week.
On top of bagging up, doing your daily, what you need to do.
Well, I believe they probably do one job all day. Maybe they rotate their jobs, maybe they don't, but, you know, there's firecracker makers out there. And we know, we're knockbox kings, so we know what you guys go through as being in the packaging department. So hats off to these firecracker people. Whoa, that thing's on fire, though. Did it canoe a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Sorry, it canoed, folks. It canoed. What's the best way? You tilt it north-south, and then you light it so it burns like a candle till it's even again?
I just light it on the part that's not running.
Burning,
yeah. And then
I gotcha.
Yeah. And then I like to hold it up a little.
Some people use the spit method. You know, hell of a lot of saliva on the hot side to then play catch up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm not big on that. I like the joints in the beginning. That's all I need.
That's a whole lot different story.
Call it baptizing, I guess.
Then creating a visible pool in the hot zone.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but that's fine. That's fine. I'm gonna hit it right now.
Teach their own.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually, the first time I ever saw that in my life was there was a guy from Thailand, and he was here from but he was here to do school at PC. And we were chilling at Lincoln Park because he was also my good friend's friend from school, and it started running, and he did that. He just licked his finger, put put it on the joint, and I said, that is so strange. That is so weird.
Yeah, you're gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, yeah, boys, I'm feeling there. That one.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not the fifth one, it's the seventh one that gets you. I'm going to count roaches right now. Roach count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep, 8 joints down with the 9th one coming. Now, Tino, you may have the most important decision of your life coming up in the next 30 seconds. And that is, you are the swing vote.
Yes.
To finish round one on our poutine versus nacho bracket. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Both bar foods, they came up strong.
Yeah.
You know, people love them both.
Yeah.
Some are staples. If you're a chip person, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
But here, let's break it down. Tell me what's up.
Well, I'm kind of in the same boat as D. I've never actually had poutine before.
Okay.
But the way that I've seen it displayed and the way you guys describe it, it sounds really fucking good.
Okay.
But I love crunch. Mm. I fucking love nachos too, dude. Like,
Crunch.
I still do it to this day. If I have tortilla chips at home and just some shredded cheese, or I fucking have any kind of cheese.
Who's shredding that cheese?
Hell no, I'll just put the fucking pieces of cheese on it. Just like,
just puts a fucking bag of corn chips in there with a full block of cheese.
And that's like a 45-second meal in the microwave.
Oh yeah, it's delicious.
So I'm torn. I really am. This isn't easy for me, boys. If I'm at the bar and I'm drinking, you know what? This is gonna be a weird one, folks. Just off the bat, because I'm thinking like, well, I'm at the bar, I don't wanna get my hands dirty because I'll probably be playing pool, you know. I don't know. So probably poutine, because you have the choice of eating it with a fork. Nachos, you only can use your hands.
Yeah.
You can't use a fork.
If I saw a person eating nachos with a fork at a bar, if other than a support to have more fillings on your chip as you try to put it in your mouth, I would shame that person in my head. I'd be like, that fucking person's whack. I get your gut saying, I can't eat nachos with a fork.
Yeah.
Okay, so poutine is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Poutine makes it! Shocker in the fourth quarter!
I didn't know that you chose poutine, Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
I did. I said I love nachos, but the decadence of a poutine with the cheese curds, you know, I gotta go with the poutine.
Betrayed the crunch.
The crunch has been betrayed tonight.
But I'm firecracker's
almost out.
If you really wanted to be a true fatty, could you? I mean, because you couldn't do it the other way. Could you not have nacho poutine? Just cheese and chips on top of poutine.
And you just steal somebody's poutine.
If you put nacho toppings on a poutine, I think they would call it taco poutine.
Taco poutine.
Instead of nacho poutine.
I see.
You know? Because you have the taco meat and all the other toppings, I think. Or you could call it poutine taco salad or something.
Yeah, you just crunch up a bunch of chips and mix everything together and throw it all over.
You could do nacho cheese sauce and then ground beef and whatever, chilies,
mix
and
it all.
Olives, sprinkle over the top, and then finish it with a little crunch bay of some Tostitos and some lime, maybe. Okay, did it. Poutine did it, boys and girls. So really, the answer is, should I tell everybody the bracket? Or should I make them go to Instagram and find the bracket?
Make them go to Instagram.
Make them go to Instagram.
That's right. Bless you. I will tell you, since if you've been following, I know Team Cereal fans out there are going to want to know, who the fuck do we face? So I'm going to compromise with you, Cereal. All right, Team Cereal. You're up against birthday cake. Discuss that right now, so my lips are sealed on that subject.
I'm sorry. That's just the beginning.
To start a round two. That's the early game, like that 10 a.m. start time.
Yeah.
So, Team Cereal, you're up against birthday cake.
Birthday cake. Ooh.
a little too much to hit for me.
This will be like...
coffee cake, birthday cake.
This will be season one. Episode 2, since we started it last. of the Muncie bracket. Because in theory, I guess, you know, it's three episodes worth, right?
Well, we've already done one. Mm-hmm. This is number two. The next time we'll do number... We'll do round number two. All right? Right? We'll be episode three.
Yeah.
And then the final episode, folks, what we're going to do is we'll have our final. We'll have our two. That will determine. I'm going to bring both of those snacks in.
Yes.
Okay? And we're just going to have a snack off.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, I don't want to discuss it. I want to put it in my yum yum. Mm. Okay? Mm. So that's what's happening. Well, that's a couple episodes away. So that'll be episode, that's four episodes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is your old four episodes deep. So
I'm looking at this board right now and just thinking, because I forgot about the last one where we actually make something.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking having I'm going to have a tough-ass time with some of these choices in the end game. Yo, what up?
Where are you right now? Everybody. Are you on Facebook or are you on Instagram?
Snapchat.
Oh, let's see. You let us know. We're going to get, keep it going. Sorry. I'm a little stoned right now, guys. And
it's tough.
It is.
Okay, so boys and girls. Boys and girls, we made it through the bracket. I promise you I wasn't going to say that again.
And you just said it twice.
What? Well, anywho, I got now 9 roaches in this ashtray. We did it. Give
yourself a round of applause. Now it's going to get real loud in here.
And
yeah, it's getting loud now because we've come to our final product. Tropicana Cookies Loud Resin by Refine. I looked up Arum Farms. They look cool, man. I forget where they're located. It's in BFE, though. Oh, it's in Skagit County.
Oh, wow.
Kind of near Alger. Oh, but then, man, I kind of grew up in Alger for a few years.
Yeah.
So then I started looking up that. So I didn't go any further. But they look like down-ass people.
Okay.
You know? And they yeah, what else can I say about them? They got some really nice strains, one of them being the Tropicana Cookie. And they're found in stores that were located in, like, Clutch.
Yeah.
And Emerald Leaves. Mm-hmm. And
Dockside Soto.
Maybe. I don't
Nature's
know
Nature's Gift.
That. Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. So, hats off to you. You provided Refine or Extracted Laboratories with some fine product. Mm. How does that taste, by the way?
Oh, man.
Is that not just the most delicious thing you've ever had?
It is fucking delicious.
It tastes like fresh mango to me or some sort of... Oh, yeah, the myrcene in it or whatever. Whatever the terpenes are in it. Mm. Oh, it's tropical as hell, dude. And after all these joints, I'm sure that thing tastes like fucking heaven. I had to clean my rig for it. I did.
Wow.
I cleaned it yesterday.
I was actually going to comment on that.
Yeah, mine was looking pretty gross. So, and then when I tasted the Tropicana 2 days ago or wherever I bought it, I was like, God, oh man, this deserves freshness.
That is so
I gotta ask you, Clock.
Yeah.
You cleaned your rig. What do you do with your reclaim?
I don't do anything with it. You know, I found over the years that the best thing, I don't know if this is terrible, but I do a 2-stage cleaning. The first one is gasoline. I soak my rig in gas, and it strips it in about 5 minutes. And then I rinse it with soap and water and do that for a while. Then I put it in a solution of isopropyl alcohol, 91%, and it gives it, it just takes any residue. See, the gasoline strips it like 99% effective, you know? But I don't trust the little film. I'm like, ooh, if there's anything trapped in that film, that's fucking gross, and I don't want that. So the isopropyl comes in, bada-bing, gets it crystal clear because it's just a little bit of film.
Yeah.
So today it was a little tough because I let it go, so there was some extra film. So I took a Q-tip and I taped another Q-tip to it for the extra length, and I just went and cleaned it up real nice for you guys. So it goes through like a 4-stage process because at the end of it, I do water, you know, and just let it clean it off.
That's hilarious because when I was in high school, like senior year, I'd actually use carburetor cleaner.
Okay.
And I would do the same thing is I would wash it with soap, water, then isopropyl, then water
like
again.
Brake cleaner or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that shit gets off a lot of stuff.
And it worked. I mean, I wouldn't taste anything because of the process. And usually what I'd like to do too is, I liked using Epsom salt, but I had like the lavender Epsom salt. Sure. So I had like a nice little lavender clean taste as well.
Okay, but I see what you're saying. That's why I use the Q-tip. You need a little grit and abrasive substance to help clean that rig off. What do you guys do?
I used to make, take a hanger and make it into a little stand and then put it on a cookie sheet and put it in the oven on the lowest temperature. Okay. And it melts all your reclaim out. If you want to use that, you just chuck it. And then I take isopropyl to it.
Okay.
And a little Epsom salt.
Okay.
Yeah, I've tried rice, I've tried salt, I've tried boiling pipes and rigs and all sorts of stuff. But yeah, solvents work the best. So, isopropyl. And I will never buy like the $20 bong cleaner thing. Mm-mm. Like, I just can't.
They're a ripoff.
I just can't bring myself to do that shit. So,
I'd purchase one of those because I. Usually what I do with my claim is I'll heat the rig up, make it all kind of puddle up, and then I'll pour it out into a little container. And then with my downstem, I'll let it dry for like a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like really not too much water. And then I just heat that up, and then I just let it air out some more. So like everything kind of just gets evaporated. So okay. I mean, it's like a... It's a process, you know. It's like a 3-4 day process.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make sure that it's no water and anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you dab really good stuff, then you have a really good reclaim to smoke and...
Hey.
You know, I don't do anything but just heat, so...
A lot of people, you know, you can't afford that shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Shit's expensive.
Yeah.
Especially in this market.
Oh, my God.
Clock went to heaven. Hello.
I went to, like... Tropical Starburst heaven. I just unwrapped every single Tropical Starburst from that 12 or 14 pack and I mashed it into a fucking delicious ball and then I just like took the fattest fucking bite of it. And I just fucking kept carb capping that fucking delicious flavor just bite after bite.
Mm.
Oh god.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum. So refined, you've done it again. I know you were a $49 gram, and I wasn't prepared to buy a $49 gram, but you've never let me down.
Never.
And I want a t-shirt, so.
Yeah.
I've probably...
You will rock that bitch all the time.
Oh, yeah, and I would say I've bought probably 100-plus grams of refined by now, so.
Yeah.
I wish you had a dab punch card where you can get free merchandise that way.
Oh, my.
Or you like know, the a... VIP cool. club of, Take a tour. Of a cannabis club, yeah. That's... There's still some shit in there, but...
It's funny you talk about...
Tino needs to go.
It's funny you talk about having hundreds of grams of refined because you used to work in the medical industry.
The medical marijuana industry?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I've seen a lot of changes over the years. You know, I didn't know what Rick Simpson oil was to 2014, but I'm assuming that it existed before then, you know? But that was probably, and probably still is, the most potent form of the medicine. Maybe there's some full spectrum I don't know about that's more effective, but Rick Simpson was the top. But then I started seeing people smoking on glass nails with a dome. You know, that was like my first introduction was that style. And that was 2014, and I dabbled with it a little bit. I worked for a collective, and my homeboy... And my other homeboy, we got 3 medical cards, which allowed us 45 plants, I believe, to call ourselves a collective. And I chose hydroponic flood tables, the ebb and the flow. And I was trying to do a little sea of green with one ounce little bangers. So like, you know, 16 on a 4x4 table, get 1 ounce each, 1 pound per table. That was kind of like my business goal. It happened one time at 15 ounces, but there was 4 monsters. But I trusted automatic pumps and other things. So the deal is that I didn't really succeed in it, but I learned a lot. You know, you learn from your mistakes. So. Mm-hmm. But mistake-based learning is costly. Anyway, so one time I went to my boss's house, and he had one of these jerky dehydrators. you know, and it was tray after tray, about 45 of them, of nothing but giant slabs of crystal and wax. Wow. Yeah, wow. I didn't fuck with the butter. The butter looked gross, but, you know, the stuff that looked like good-ass yellow earwax or frozen turp crystals or, I mean, back in the day, you remember Shatter? Yeah. That was like the pinnacle of success.
Yeah.
Clear, crispy. I only saw nug runs when I saw my homeboys do it, but... yeah, it was a good time back in the medical days. Cash free. That was the other thing. It was all cash money. So it's a reason that it doesn't exist today in Washington State in that form is because they couldn't regulate it good enough. So,
yeah.
You know?
It's a lot easier for people to get away with shit. You know,
yeah.
Stuff being regular, it's like, oh, this is how much they paid you, and they really paid you like three times as much.
I mean, it still happens today, but people are getting caught.
Yeah.
That's the difference. How's that Tropicana Cottage home slice?
Dude, it's amazing. It's amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's so...
I can only imagine the flower being just so delicious.
Whatever that kind of terpene is, I want to find that food and just...
consume it all night long.
It's okay.
So, right now I'm being handed by my lovely assistant a glass, which is a great nightcap to finish up this natural light seltzer. So what I'm going to do is pound the seltzer and then move on to this product. It looks like a homemade Frosty. So tonight we get to judge Pinterest and this Pinterest recipe for homemade Frosty, which was not included on our guy's snack bracket. That would have been a Frosty with a side of fries, so you can dip your fries in the Frosty. Nice.
We'll do
Frosty on the side of poutine.
Yeah.
We'll do a beverage. Maybe we can do a beverage bracket.
Sure.
Yeah, that could be next.
The official thirst quencher of the High 502 guys.
Yes.
Send me beer.
Yeah, exactly. First of all,
it's healthy tasting.
Is it?
Yeah, it doesn't taste like a Frosty.
And you know what would be cool? Oh, sorry.
Oh, am I on? Am I on right now?
Yeah, you are.
Oh. Yeah, it's pretty delicious.
Okay, it has like a hint of Frosty to it, and the kind of cocoa powder we use cocoa mix, didn't we? So it's not necessarily all cocoa, you know.
That's really good.
But the banana is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the almond milk is a nice, you know, so you know it's healthy. And then we bought the unsweetened.
Oh, it's so good.
You guys, how's it feel to be healthy?
Good.
I mean.
Oh, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on a 5-mile run.
I'm going homemade Frosty with a seltzer back right now. And I'm not ashamed about that.
It's like a really weird Boilermaker.
No, I'm good, thank you. Okay, so here we go. Give me a cheers and a Frosty. Homemade Frosty to end the episode.
Well, let's recap the God,
yeah, here we go.
This evening.
Here we go. Who is sending us our first t-shirts? 2X, 2XLs, 1XXL, and as always, a woman-sized medium. Good Lord, we smoked scored breath mints. I bought it Nature's Gifts. That was fucking fire.
It was delicious.
Keep sending me. Get a smaller jar for your 2 grammers, please.
This is when the honey dick started.
This is when the episode started, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Refine, your Tropicana cookies with Arum Farms. Delicious. Probably amazing. The best concentrate I've had in 6 months of that texture and style.
Yeah.
The loud resin you bring in the heat. XXL, heard. No upsell from the bud tender. Don't ever do that to me again.
Mm-mm.
Nope, that's the old me. That's the me living in the black market past, too afraid to speak up to my drug dealer.
Stand up for what's your right.
Hidden Bush, you brought me with 1 gram of Fat Panda firecracker. That fucked me up. The Mac tasted a little trimmy from Fat Panda, but to me. But guess what? It tasted pretty fucking good still.
Yeah.
We got From the Soil, that old lady. Yeah, your joint was pretty good, say?
Hey.
Yeah, it wasn't the best, but it was pretty good.
It was okay.
That was Sour Urkel's what that was.
That was the only one that canoed out on us.
That's the only... Yeah. Oh, you won the canoe award, okay? Lake Obescobee, you did it. Put the boat in the water. Start paddling. Purple Punch from Artisan Farms.
That was good.
Delicious.
Justin, what were we smoking on? Pink Taco from the Tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That was good stuff, too.
That fucking joint was pretty damn good.
Yeah, this Millennium Green Blue Dragon Fire was pretty fucking delicious.
Yeah, it was. Now, let me just say, it was a package and a joint tube?
Yeah. It was
both, a tube
in a bag.
Is that for... That seems like over-packaging to me, but do you think it's for freshness?
I don't know, but I do know that they're claiming all the things in the front, you know, no chemicals, all that kind of stuff.
They use essential oils.
Green, but they use two different kinds of packaging, and if they're not biodegradable, that's not going green.
Maybe it was to maximize information on the product.
Yeah, that could be it, too.
Possibly. I can see that. I can see the marketing not needing more space.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was that. Pura Vida! Full of life, man. This is delicious stuff. The white Pura Vida OG. I thought we smoked the white Gorilla.
Right, no, that's, I'm sorry.
No, Pura Vida OG is what we didn't smoke. White Gorilla is what we did. Oh, man. God. That's a good combo, man. That's a good combo. Yeah. White Gorilla. Let's see. Didn't we smoke anything else? Is that it?
I think that's it.
Oh, my God. God, and we did that in an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had 10 joints products.
Yeah, 10 products. We hit it. Deca, Beta, Dabba. We're frat brothers now.
Yeah, well, we are.
I mean, Tino, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how would you like to end this show?
He's trying to ASMR this shit.
Good night, Seattle.
Perfect.
I just wanted to read something really quick for my little outro of this. This is from Terrence McKenna. It says, "You are an explorer and you represent our species, and the greatest good you can do is bring back a new idea, because our world is endangered by the absence of good ideas. Our world is in crisis because of the absence of consciousness."
Okay.
Good night.
Stay woke. We're High 502 for at Clock Van Wilder. I'm Ryan Clock.
I think we have an email, don't we?
No, we don't.
We don't?
I didn't see it. It was Patreon, bunch of Patreon. Mm-hmm. It was Instagram confirms. It was...
Ladies and gentlemen, I guess I work with a liar. No. I'll confront him when I see him next.
We'll check on it real quick just to see if he said
it. You know, I looked at it today, so I only saw the inbox. I erased everything I thought was not important.
Okay, so never mind.
There's a lot of Patreons, so. I mean, maybe it was in the junk. I don't know what this person is, but.
Wouldn't it be fun if we looked at the junk and there was like 50 emails in there? questions? Right.
That would be.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Cheers.
Yeah.
Episode 12.
We did it.
Episode 12.
Be honest, how'd you like it?